Hey, Miss Republic. Thank you so much for hopping on our Monday night team call. I am so excited to be hosting this call for you guys tonight. It looks like we've had a wonderful, wonderful launch so far. Hold on one second. My girl Lacey was just letting me know that she could hear me, so I'm writing her back a quick little thank you. So, my name is Jenny Ryerson. For those of you guys who don't know, I am a lifetime two-star diamond coach. And I've been coaching for about, Lacey says I better say her name. I've been coaching for just over 2.5 years. And I recently just finished up with our fellow Misfit Nicole Holt in our official Beachbody Quarter Force test group. And I learned a lot of things in that group, and I really wanted to share those with you guys. First thing I want to tell you guys is that if you guys saw the notice, the flyer, whatever you want to call it, for this team call, I mentioned that I had 15 new challengers for Quarter Force, along with 3 new coaches. And that is something that you guys can create for yourselves as well. And the main thing I want you guys to hear before I dive into the bulk of my call is that that didn't happen because I was in the test group. That happened because I shared my journey and I shared every aspect of my journey. And your journey starts now. Whether you're doing Quarter Force or not, from this call moving forward, I want you to take sharing your journey seriously. I don't want you guys to make the mistakes that I made. I'm going to talk about that a little bit. I'm going to get into some tips and tricks that you guys can do for your social media. I'm going to talk about my Quarter Force journey just a tiny little bit, and then go over some fears and blocks that you guys might have. Maybe talk you guys out of some things that are going on inside your mind when you're thinking about sharing your journey on social media. So the first part of sharing your journey on social media or with others in person or whatever is making sure that you have a journey. You can't share something that you don't have. This was a big mistake that I made. When I first started my business, I was gung-ho. I was on my personal journey. I had my baby weight that I wanted to lose. I lost my baby weight. And then I got distracted by shiny objects. I wanted rank. I wanted income. I wanted all these things that I knew that I could have, but I stopped working on myself the way that I should. I stopped being a product of the product. And we all know that that's one of our 4 vital behaviors. And I let myself go. And if you follow me on social media, you know I recently did a post. It was where we were wearing our yellow Misfit shirts at Summit. And I was mortified to be at Summit this year. And it was because I was bigger than I was last year. And I know that size doesn't matter, but in my head, I'm like, I'm a health and fitness coach. I'm a leader on this team. And here I am, not leading by example, not leading from the front. And, I'm going to be meeting new people for the first time, and I'm going to be seeing my team. I'm meeting some of my own team for the very first time. And I have not been living by example. I've been posting on social media just enough to look like I was working out. I had multiple times where I was starting day one of a program and never had the final day results. I did, like, I think, 22-minute hardcore is a 56-day program. I got to like day 40, and then I just gave up on myself. I just wasn't doing the journey. I wasn't being a product of the product. So to share a journey, you have to have a journey. You have to make sure that whether it's Quarter Force or something else, that you are committed to something. You need to show that our products work. Like I said, I was posting to just like look enough like I was working out. And I talked to myself and I told myself, like, it's okay. People don't want to see your sweaty selfies anyways. Like, that shit gets dumb, you know? Like, people get over that. They don't want to see you do that. Who cares? It's okay. You just press play on, a Tuesday and a Friday and you're good. Oh, maybe you'll do a weekend workout. Then you can talk about being a weekend warrior. But I wasn't really doing a program. I wasn't following a nutrition plan. That's apparent to anybody who was seeing me and seeing that I had put my weight back on. And I'm going to be completely honest with you guys right now. And I don't mean to hurt any feelings when I say this, but I believe in transparency. And when I was a new coach in this business and on this team, I looked at some of the girls who'd been coaching for a long time, and I wondered, how they weren't having these huge transformations and they had been a coach for a long time. And then I became one of those coaches that I'm sure other people were thinking the same thing about. And that was a hard reality that I had to face. It was a full circle moment for me. And I don't want you guys to have that kind of full circle moment. I'm not saying we have to be size 2 to be successful in this business, because I'll probably never be size 2 again, and I'm okay with that. But we have to be on a journey, and we have to be sharing it. When we were at the Platinum Edge, this wasn't even going to be part of my speech, but I'm going to say it anyways. We were at the Platinum Edge. If you guys don't follow Coach Tulin, you guys need to follow Coach Tulin. But she said something that was really powerful to me. She said she was talking about her popularity and why she thinks she's so popular. And it's because nobody is showing the journey. Nobody's showing the middle. You know, they're not showing what it looks like before you hit your goal. They're not showing, you know, they're just showing their befores, and then when they hit their goals, they're not doing a good job of sharing their journey. And she thinks that that's why she's so wildly successful and popular, is because she's showing the good, the bad, and the ugly. And that really struck me, because I had just wrapped up day 30 of Quarter Force, and I was like, you know what? That's true, because I'm having more interest now that I'm doing and sharing Quarter Force like nobody's business. Like, that it was a light bulb went off. So I'm glad that came into my head right now to share that with you guys. So I was never getting real results. You know, I was actually backsliding. I was, you know, bigger than I was the year before at Summit, and I just was sharing on my social media enough to be considered still what I considered a health and fitness coach. But really I was working the business, but I wasn't working on myself. You guys have all heard this before. Besides, we say being a product of the product, we say things, you hear, your body is your business. Could that be any more true? Your body is your freaking business. Your business is taking care of your body. Your business is drinking your Shakeology. Your business is getting results. Again, I'm not saying your business is going from a size, you know, 20 to a size 2. I mean, that's not your business, but your business is being on a journey, a health and fitness journey, showing up for yourself, showing up for your network, showing up for your challengers. Those things are what it means to embody the belief that your body is your business. Something else I wanted to mention is that, you know, we are coaches. We're called Beachbody Coaches, and we're coaches to our challengers, and we're there to cheerlead for them, and we're there to lead by example. But we're also ambassadors and representatives of the Beachbody brand and what it represents. And it represents, you know, we've had some really good slogans the last few years, like every one matters. Well, you are one of those ones that matter, and you are the one that your network and the people who are following your social media are watching. You are the one that matters until they agree to sign up with you and let you help them be the one that matters. So making sure that you have your own journey and your own story to tell is so, so vital, you guys. Again, I mentioned that this didn't happen because I was in the test group. It happened because I decided to share my journey on social media. Being an ambassador, being a representative of Beachbody, and being chosen to be in the Quarter Force test group made me take my sharing of my journey seriously. I was dedicated to represent this program to the best of my ability. I wanted to talk about it as much as I could. And that's what you guys need to do as well. You need to treat your social media like you're showcasing a new program. Whether you are doing Quarter Force, which is a new program, or you're doing something else. Maybe you're doing 21 Day Fix. Maybe you didn't think Quarter Force wasn't for you, which you're totally wrong, because it's for everybody. So plug for Quarter Force right there. But whatever you're doing, showcase it as if everyone on your friends list has no idea what it is. You're doing 21 Day Fix, you better be talking the crap out of those containers and how the portion control is not portion control scary, but how you're going to actually be eating more food than you're probably used to. Talk about the 30-minute workouts. Talk the program up like nobody on your friends list has ever heard of it, even though it's a popular program. Now, with Quarter Force, your network probably hasn't heard of it, maybe in other than the sprinkles that you put in during the pre-launch. So you have every single opportunity to take them on that journey with you, just like Nicole and I got to do for the test group. Just because you were not selected to be in the test group does not mean that you are not still a vital part of the Quarter Force launch. That is why Beachbody is doing this whole $1,000 a day giveaway, because we are still in launch mode. The launch was not just October 31st and November 1st. The launch is every single day. It's building up. You guys have a really unique opportunity to mimic and duplicate exactly what Nicole and I did, and it's setting you up for January 1st. If you're starting your Quarter Force, I always type it. I don't say it as much as I type it out. you're starting your Cordiforce journey now or next week, or maybe you started last week as soon as you could digitally unlock it, whatever you did, you have 2 months. You have exactly how long Nicole and I had before the launch to get results, to get people interested, to share your journey, to get people on fire for what you're doing and what they can do. Now, the cool thing that you guys have that Nicole and I didn't have is when somebody comes to you and says to you, hey, this Cordiforce looks awesome, and this should be a drinking game. If you guys don't have a drink in front of you, get a beer, get a glass of wine, unless you're doing Cordiforce, because alcohol is not allowed. If you're doing something else or if you haven't started yet, and every time I mess up saying Cordiforce, you guys have to take a drink, all right? I'll give you guys a second to go grab your beverage of choice. What you guys have, what Nicole and I didn't have, was when somebody comes to you and says, your results are so amazing. Like, where do I sign up? Can you send me a link or whatever? Because people will come to you. I have people writing me all during Cordiforce and telling me, like, you're teasing us. You're teasing us with your results. You know, we can't get the program yet. Well, guess what? You guys don't have to say that. I had to be like, oh, just wait. I'll put you on my list. I'll put you on my list for, you know, good boys and girls for when it comes out. You guys get to be like, yeah, you need this right now. You can hop in my challenge group and you can start tomorrow. Get the challenge pack, get your Shakeology or get your performance line, and you can digitally unlock this with your purchase. And they can join your challenge group the next day. Nicole and I had to wait. We had to be like, sorry, you know, so you guys have that. That's a great benefit, you know. But as you're sharing your journey, as you're sharing your results, you're going to have that. I actually wanted to share with you guys a text that I got from our sweet little misfit, Anne, and she texted me yesterday after she saw my flyer that I put up for this team call. And hold on, I'm pulling it up. I should have had it ready. My apologies. So this was a text from Anne Livingston, and she said, I'm learning from your journey and sharing fucking everything on my Cordiforce journey. I annoy you. Don't give a fuck. Already getting lots of interest 1 week in, and this program is changing my life. Sorry for the curse words, but I had to quote her properly. So look, she's been sharing her journey. She started sharing before, and now she's been sharing her 1 week in journey, and she already has lots of interest. And she's saying it's changing her life. And if you look at her social media, she's talking about it constantly. She started a photo album that she's putting all of her Cordiforce related posts in it. So people get curious about it. They can go to her page and they can click that and they can see all her Cordiforce pictures in one place. Excuse me. I believe Nicole did that as well. I never did it. I just never got around to it. I thought about it and I didn't. I thought it was a great idea. Some of the other test groupers did it. It's a fantastic idea. So making sure that you guys realize that that unique opportunity that you guys have, that between now and the end of the year, you can have amazing results. I had my most amazing results the first 30 days. So even just doing it for 30 days, you're going to have amazing results to share if you're on point with the nutrition and you're on point with your fitness. But it goes beyond that, you guys. The third part of that, on top of your nutrition, your Shakeology, and then your workout side of it, is sharing it. You have to share it. You have to share the good, the bad, the ugly, and that's what makes a difference. Even just right now before I hopped on this call, I shared my second day post ever of Cordiforce. It's literally me laying on the floor, and I'm saying I have no idea what just happened, and I'm talking about the fact that I cried during my workout. And I know Nicole had a post similar to that. I think she didn't break down till week two, though, if I remember correctly. And sharing that with them, you know, I already shared it once on social media, but I'm resharing it while they're going on their journey. Something really important that I wanted you guys to pick up on is I want to explain to you guys the importance of sharing your journey versus somebody else's. I find it very important that we do share each other's journeys and that we share different people's stories, because people are going to connect to different people's stories and they're going to say, that girl's body looks like mine, or that girl's story sounds like mine, so I relate to her. So if it can help her, it can help me as well. And I think that's a very important thing for us to share. However, you can share my pictures all day long. You can share Nicole's pictures all day long. And I invite you to. We both have great results. We both have great transformations, and we both have great stories to go along with our Cordiforce journey. But you can share our pictures all day long, but they are never going to be as powerful as you sharing your own pictures. I post a picture of my transformation, and I'm getting 200 to 300 likes on it every time I post a transformation picture. I'm having dozens of people sharing my pictures, uploading them organically, or just sharing them off of my post, a direct click share. And nobody is getting nearly the same numbers that I'm getting. And they're copy and pasting my words, so it's still my story. But the thing is their friends and family, they don't know me. They don't care about me. They haven't seen my journey. They don't know how hard I've worked. They don't know my struggles. They can look at my pictures and they can discredit them. They can look at them and be like, oh, that's bad. That's different lighting. Oh, she's sucking her stomach in. Oh, that's this. That's that. They can discredit me. But you know what? They can't discredit you because they are going to follow your journey from day one to day 30 to day 60 to day 90. And they're going to see every day that you press play. They're going to see every struggle that you had. They're going to see every success that you had. And then they're going to want to join you to get those successes for themselves. So share all the different stories and things that you want, but it's never going to be as powerful as you sharing your own transformation and you getting real results and sharing that with the people who you are trying to invite into your challenge groups, into your coaching team, all that stuff. I don't like writing notes when I'm doing calls, but I always do just to make sure. And I'm just more of a have an idea and talk it out. But then I feel like I have to go back through notes a couple times just to make sure I didn't miss anything that I was like, oh, that was really good. I wish I would have remembered to say that. So just bear with me 1 second. I'm doing good. I'm nailing all my points, you guys. High five me. Okay. So I want to talk to you guys a little bit about my quarter force journey, especially to those of you who haven't, who don't necessarily follow me or didn't see my journey or whatever. I shared everything. I shared more during quarter force than I've ever shared on any program that I've ever done. And I have completed other programs. I just recently hadn't been completing any programs. And I was very much one of those, people are going to get sick of it. People are going to get sick of it. They don't want to see my stuff. Quarter force, because I was in the test group, and I want you guys, something I want to you guys to take out of this, is that as coaches, we should treat every day like we're in a test group. You don't have to be in a test group to treat every day like you're in a test group. Because I was in the test group is how I got this mental shift, and so that's why I want to share it with you guys. I shared every bit of the journey. I posted about quarter force. At least 2 posts a day mentioned quarter force, if not directly about it. It was something like random where I'm talking about something else and I can slip quarter force in. I'm saying something like, oh, I'm so lazy. I don't even want to shower because I'm so sweaty, but I'm so sweaty from quarter force. I've never sweat more in a program. So the post is about the fact that I'm lazy and don't want to shower, but I'm slipping in quarter force. So not everything was a sweaty selfie. Not everything was a video, but I'll tell you what, there was plenty of both of those as well. Talking about the day number that I'm on, talking about the specific workout that I was doing, talking about the nutrition, talking about if I was sore, if I was the struggle, you know, talking about all those things. There's so much you can talk about with the program, and there's so many different ways that you can slip something in. Like, oh, I have to go pick up the boys, or I was late to drop the kids off for school because I just had to get that one last, you know, whatever, or I had to take a shower before, you know, just those little ways that you can slip in that you got your workout in or that you're so excited about this program, you know. I made joking posts all the time about it being dark and, you know, I was walking, you know, I'd be fine walking in a dark alley, you know, because, like, I have my quarter force moves, you know, just little things like that. Any way you want to share, and I'm going to give you guys some tips on sharing a little bit later or some resources for sharing, actually. But the huge thing, you guys, the huge thing for me, the thing that got me those 15 new challengers and 3 new coaches was sharing my results, sharing my progress. These people are watching you. You always hear us say that. You hear us tell you, people are watching. People are watching. They might not be commenting or they might not be liking things, but they're watching. And I can't, you know what? Some of those 15 people who, my new challengers from this group, oh, I should tell you guys, I actually already have people lined up for my post-Thanksgiving Day one as well, because I kept to my word that I was only taking 15 into this challenge group, and I stopped at 15, minus my 3 coaches. My 3 coaches were allowed in there, of course, because they're my coaches. So those 15, everybody else is waiting. I told them, I said, sorry, a couple of them already ordered, but they're waiting. They're waiting for my next challenge group. And so I have people waiting to get into my next challenge group because I work so hard on myself, and I'm continuing to work hard on myself and sharing that with them. So my results are what got people inspired. My results are what got people motivated. Something cool I wanted to share with you guys. I was blown away when I was in, I'm in my challenge group, and my challenge group officially started today. We started prepping it last week when the launch happened, and I started adding people as they signed up, and we did our before pictures, our goodbye pictures, as you will, and a handful of the girls in the group did their pictures in jeans in addition to their sportswear. They did jean pictures. Now, if you follow me, I'm sure you know why they did that. I didn't tell them to do it. I didn't ask them to do it, but they did jean pictures because I myself did a jean series. I randomly, on day three, had to go to a back-to-school night at my son's school, and I stuffed myself in these pants, and I was like, you know what? Something Nicole Holt told us in the test group. She said in the test group, she said, you guys, take your pictures in multiple outfits. Take your pictures in your workout clothes, in different workout clothes, because you're going to have a transformation that you're going to want to share, and you want to have multiple different outfits to take these to share it in. And that stuck in my head. She said it, I don't know if she said it on day one or she did it before we were talking strategy on how we were going to share quarter four, and that was what she said, and it stuck with me. So I put those jeans on, and I felt like I was spilling over them, because I was, as a busted can of biscuits, as the term goes. And I ran into my bathroom before, literally my family's waiting for me to go. I ran into my bathroom, and I snapped that mirror selfie picture, and I left, and that was that. And I was just like, one day I'm going to come back to this. Well, about a week and a half later, I put my pants on again. I was like, these feel different. And I had washed them by then, too. And I was like, these feel different. I took another picture, and I was blown away just from day three. I think the second one was day 15, or I don't know, it was day 10. I don't remember. I don't have the picture pulled up. But I did a jean series progression, and that visual blew people away. And you know why? Because everyone has tried to squeeze into jeans that just don't fit. So everyone could relate to that, or everyone's gained a little bit of weight. It doesn't take much to bulge out of your jeans. You can have jeans that fit you, and you put on 5 pounds, and you could have a muffin top. It could happen. I had more than a muffin top. I was joking when I was talking at Super Saturday, and I was like, that's like a donut, a scone. Actually, I think I called it a cronut, because that's a croissant and a donut mixed together, because I was calling it like a muffin and a scone. But anyways, there's all kinds of pastries just around my waist. But that visual and the impact that it had, and the fact that women could relate to that. In the test group, one of the questions they asked us was, how many pant size have you lost? And I had to be honest with them and say, I don't know, because I was squeezing myself into pants that didn't fit. I know my pants fit now. I know I don't bulge over the sides anymore, so that's the win. But I don't know how many pant sizes I lost or I dropped, because I haven't bought new pants, because I finally fit into mine. And I shared that on my social media as well. And I shared the jean progression. I think we're up to 5 or 6 pictures on it. So to see my challengers, without prompting, taking pictures in their jeans because they wanted to see and feel a difference in their jeans, it made me know that I was doing something right on social media, and that that was pulling them in. Another powerful one was the plank picture that I did. If you guys don't follow me, you can go see them in my photo albums. But yeah, my plank picture. I was feeling really strong into week three, and at the end of one of the workouts, you hold a plank, and I was like, I'm gonna take a picture of my plank, and I'm gonna make a post and talk about how strong I feel. And instead, what I saw broke my heart. I had worked so hard for 3 weeks, and it kind of just set me back. It pulled me back, because any of you who are moms, or maybe it's just a woman thing, but I know for moms especially, you get in a plank position, that ain't pretty. I don't care how fit you are. You know, there's just loose skin. You know, your skin expands and your skin comes back. And unless you've got really good genetics, it's probably going to be loose no matter how fit you get. And so plank isn't always the prettiest position, and I wasn't thinking that. All I was thinking was how strong I felt, and I wanted to show that. Instead, what happened was I cried, and I had to mentally pull myself back together, and I was about to delete the picture from my phone, and I said, no, I'm going to keep this. I'm going to keep this picture because maybe one day it'll look different. And that was week 3, and I never got brave enough to – take another one because I was so afraid of what I was going to see, and I didn't want to mentally go backwards. So I took another picture on launch day because launch day gave me the balls, I guess you could say, to take the picture and just tell myself that I was going to be happy with the results regardless, because today was launch day and this is what I've been working for at that point about 65, almost 70 days. And I took the picture and there was such a huge result, such a huge transformation. And I couldn't wait to share that with my network. And that's another one. Some of the girls in my challenge group are taking that picture as well so they can see that kind of transformation. So the things that you do are going to inspire people. So think outside the box. Mimic, you know, draw inspiration from other people and how they're sharing their journey. You don't have to recreate, you know, the wheel. Just share. Share what's genuine to you and share what's natural to you. Now, when we're talking about sharing, a lot of times people, they're in one of two camps. The one camp is a fear and a block camp. And in that blocking and with that fear of sharing your journey comes the fact that you think that you are going to annoy people. You're going to offend them, kind of like Anne said in her text message. You're going to offend them. You're going to annoy them and like, oh, they don't want to see another sweaty selfie. Well, guess what? Who cares? Who cares? Because what's your job as a coach? Your job is to motivate and inspire people to live their best, healthiest, happiest life. So if someone's going to get annoyed by you trying to inspire somebody else, screw them. Because they're not your person, they're never going to join one of your challenge groups. So I always joke with my team, and if you've heard me talk on other calls, you might have heard this reference before, depending on what topic I was talking about. But I always tell my team when these fears come up to them, I'm like, I get all Destiny's Child, I'm like, they're not going to pay your automobiles, right? Because they're not. They're not going to pay your bills. They're not going to be the ones supporting you. They're not going to be the ones cheering you on when you hit major milestones in your business or on your personal journey. They're not going to be those people. But the ones that are going to be there are the ones that do want to hear what you have to say, the ones that are waiting to hear from you, the ones that are waiting to see your results, the ones that are too shy to reach out to you just yet, but you're going to post something one day that's going to make them relate and reach out to you, whether it's your results, whether it's a struggle, no matter what, they're going to reach out to you and they're going to join one of your challenges. And the naysayers, you don't have to deal with them because guess what? The block button, it goes both ways. They're not in charge of how you feel about your business. You are in charge about how you feel about your business and what you do with it. Do not let fear of what people are going to think stop you from sharing your journey. I feel like I need to say that 17 different ways, but it all comes down to the same thing. Other people don't define your success on your personal journey or how you share on your social media. You just can't let it happen. So it's kind of like one of those things like get over it. And I say that, you know, lovingly because I want you to get over it. I want you to realize that 10 naysayers do not add up to you inspiring one person. Shit, 100 naysayers don't add up to you changing one person's life through this business. I want you guys to hear that. All the naysayers, all the crap talkers, all the unfollows, all the blocks. You want to hear something funny? It just happened. So I have a girl who unfriended me. We were really close friends where I used to live. She unfriended me. And because of my Beachbody postings, and I was posting so much, and I guess it annoyed her or whatever, and she unfriended me. Guess who I just got a friend request from today and who became a Beachbody coach herself and wants to tell me how much I inspire her and how much she's excited for all the success that I've had. And I'm like, oh, that's so funny. That's cute. That's really cute. I'll think about that friend request for a while. Just kidding. I'm not that mean. But people are, you know, people will be like that, and then they'll come around or they won't. The block button goes both ways. You are in power and in control of your social media. Don't let other people affect that. Please hear that. Please, please, please hear that. I don't like saying just get over it, but in something like this, you got to work on that. You got to find the inspiration from the people that you are talking to through your social media and the ones that you have the potential to help. So the other side of that, on the opposite side of fears and blocks, are the people who think, it's a little bit of ignorance, It's the people who think that everybody sees everything we put on social media. So they're just not sharing enough. So they're like, oh, well, I posted a sweaty selfie yesterday. And so their block or their fear isn't that people are going to get annoyed. It's that, oh, I just shared about that yesterday, so I'm not going to share about it again. Well, I'm not going to go off on Facebook algorithms with you guys because anybody who's not here on my team knows how much I am obsessed with Facebook algorithms and that they're ever-changing and all that stuff, and I'm not going to get heavy into it because that's a whole separate call. But basically what it comes down to is 10%, I'm just going to round it to 10, it's like 8 to 12. Only 8 to 12% of your entire friends list is being shown your stuff at any given time. Take that in. So when you say, I posted my sweaty selfie yesterday, and I'm just going to use a nice round number like 1,000 because we're not here to do math. When I say 1,000, see, I'm already messing myself up with math. I'm like, maybe I should have done 100. So we'll do 100. Say you have 100 friends, less zeros. You have 100 friends. That means 8 to 12 people are being shown your stuff. So, okay, we'll go to 1,000. I can do that math. 80 to 120 out of 1,000 are seeing your stuff. Now, that could be your mom, your dad, your cousin. Well, crap, I have grandparents on Facebook, and they don't care. They're not buying something for me. They're not joining my challenge group. So if your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your cousins, your grandma, grandpa, who you've all probably hit up for challenge packs and Shakeology, and they're all already on Shakeology, right? Because that's what we do. We get our families healthy. They're already on Shakeology. So when they see your Shakeology post, they're not going to do anything with it. They might click like because you had a pretty face, or maybe your kid's in the picture, so they'll click you a little like. But chances are it's going to go right by them. And what happens when people don't interact with your post is that other people don't see it. As soon as your post gets some credibility, some popularity, it gets shown. It's being shown to more people. And your future post, your popularity score, your affinity score goes up. It's not a real score, you guys. Every time I talk about this, people write me and say, how do I find out what my affinity score is? It's an imaginary number. It's a database, like, algorithm type thing. But your popularity goes up as you get likes and comments and shares on things. And so I'm telling you right now that only 8 to 12% are being shown your stuff. And within that 8 to 12%, those ones are the ones that are going to determine if your stuff gets shown to more people. So not everyone is seeing everything you post. You need to know that. You need to understand that. Again, this is something I feel like I need to say 17 different ways to make sure that you understand that. You need to be sharing constantly, consistently, more than once a week, more than twice a week. You should be sharing something about Beachbody every single day. You should be sharing something about your journey every single day. You can share about your journey without it being a Beachbody plug. You can share about your journey in so many different ways. Like I said, talking about your struggles, talking about your successes, that doesn't mean you're saying like, oh, it was hard for me to do push-ups today and, you know, join Beachbody. You're not doing that. You're talking about overcoming certain things. So those are the two kind of sides of the fence. So you need to figure out which side you fall on, and you need to work on that. On the side of ignorance and just maybe not knowing that people are actually seeing your stuff, just start sharing more about your journey. That's a quick fix. If you do have a block, team up with somebody and challenge each other to get over your fears and use that accountability partner for sharing your journey. You guys can brainstorm ideas, put it out there together. Something my team does when we put out a post that is something we want to make sure a lot of people see is we post it in our smaller team page and we say, hey, can I go get some love on this post? And that way we make sure that we're helping bump up the number so more people see it and so that it's getting some virality. Did I make up that word? Virality? Viralness? Did I make up that word? Somebody let me know after the call. So doing those little tips and tricks. And then you also feel good about it because you're seeing people interact with your stuff that you might have been hesitant to put out there. So grab a couple girlfriends or guy friends and let them know that, you know, you guys are going to support each other and you guys are going to, like, help build up each other's social media. So it's not so scary. So you're not feeling naked as you're putting yourself out there if that is one of your fears and blocks. So I'm going to wrap this up because I didn't want to keep you guys on this phone call forever. Before I go, I want to talk to you guys about a couple bonus things. Because you're all going to hop off this call and you guys are going to go crazy, crazy, crazy sharing your journey, I want to make sure that you are using the opportunity to share your journey for our team spirit competition. I am so guilty of not doing the team spirit tags, you guys, and I'm going to change that today and moving forward. I've done it a few times, but I haven't been consistent, and so I'm challenging you guys to join me in sharing our journey. We're sharing our journey anyways. Let's get some freaking points for it, right? Make sure you're using those hashtags. I don't want to say it wrong. Oh, my God, I'll kill myself. Hashtag Team Beachbody Spirit Competition Contest. Gosh, you guys, I should have had this written down. And then of course, our team, Misfit Republic, separate hashtags, by the way. Make sure that you are doing that. Something else that I want you guys to learn from my mistakes on my Court of Force journey is I was so focused on my personal journey that I wasn't adding to my network as much as I should have. Make sure you guys are continuing to add to your network. Make sure that you guys are continuing to add to going into your friends groups, you know, your hobby groups, and adding people to your friends so they can watch your journey. It's a really good way for them to get to know you and get to know what you do. You know, that's – hold on, you guys, it's killing me. But hold on one second. Dang it. Okay, sorry. So add to your network. Make sure you're adding to your network as you're on the journey, because it's a good way for people to get to know you, as well as a way for them to see what you're doing, to follow your journey. You know, I feel like I could have had even more success if I was continuing to add to my journey, to my network more than I actually already was. My numbers were just lower than they usually are. I didn't completely forego it, but I was not doing it as much as I normally do. So, The last two things that I want to talk to you guys about was to make sure that you guys are aware of some of the resources that we have for sharing, for helping to share on social media. So when you we have two different groups that I wanted to point out to you guys. We do have a Misfit social media group. If you guys aren't in that, ask your coach or somebody on your team to link you to that. We have that, and occasionally people post really good ideas. Andrea actually just posted a really cool resource in both of the team pages, and Joelle's, and it was like different way a whole. Like a month of sharing your story, I believe, and it had about 30 different prompts on it. So go find that. It was a really pretty graphic. She just posted it, I want to say yesterday. So go find that. Go into the Misfit social media group. There's tips in there about taking pictures, about taking selfies. Nicole Holt did a very, very funny thing about taking selfies, because you need to make sure your pictures are crisp and clear when you're sharing your journey. Nobody wants to look at hot messes unless it's an intentional hot mess. There's things in there, have different prompts. Like the one that Andrea posted, there's other ones in there if you're ever stuck on, like, how to, like, what to share and things like that. Also, there's a Misfit Court of Force launch idea group, and that one, so we started a little bit before the launch, and so if you are on your Court of Force journey right now, you are still in launch. I mentioned at the beginning of the call, we are all still in launch. It wasn't just those first 2 days. We are in launch. Throughout the new year, you guys, we are in launch. So you can still be using those launch ideas. Nicole and I uploaded a lot of the girls and the guys from Court of Force, some of their results. So you can be sharing their results as you're working on yours. Again, I said it's very important to do those things, but it's not going to be as good as you sharing your own results. There's that. There's different topics that you guys can talk on. There's just, like I said, it's a Court of Force launch group. And you guys can get added to that, and you can get some ideas in there. Or if you have some great ideas, you should share them in there as well. I think I covered everything that was on my notes. I'm a very open person, so if you guys have any questions about anything that I talked about tonight, make sure that you just go ahead and reach out to me. I prefer that you guys – I don't mind you guys writing me, but I prefer if you just write it in one of the team pages and tag me. That way, if anybody else had a question, they could see the answer there as well. So we're not just having a conversation between you and I. Again, I don't mind that, but if it's a question that might help somebody else that they were thinking and didn't have the nerve to ask or didn't know that they were thinking, if that was the point or if that was their problem. Lastly – where is this? Oh, come on. I wanted to make sure that I got that hashtag right, and now it's not showing up right here. Dang it, you guys. I feel like such a freaking loser right now. But I don't have the hashtag memorized because I have it pulled up. Do you guys do the thing where you save it on your phone with the little tab? So I have it saved on there so that now moving forward I can use it. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, you can save a shortcut in your phone. So I have it just saved under Spirit, and it has the hashtags in there. I guess I could have looked it up on my phone, huh? Anyways, I believe it's hashtag Team Beachbody Spirit. I don't know, contest, competition. I suck, you guys. Anyways, you guys have a good night. Thank you so much for hopping on. Bye.
The host has joined the conference.